Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Christians are still mad that U.S. aid funding has been frozen while the Trump administration goes through and evaluates the needs and the spending of that franchise. And also, children's hospitals are admitting that gender-affirming care, quote-unquote, was harmful in the first place. We're going to be getting into these stories in today's episode, and I hope you stick around. But before I do, I want to tell you about an upcoming event that you need to know about. Marriage and family is under attack in our nation, in our state, around the world. We see this with the declining birth rate. We see this with young people waiting longer and longer to get married and have kids. We see this in the way the culture views marriage and family as holding you back or keeping you from attaining your dreams. Well, this is why Illinois Family Institute is throwing their 11th annual Worldview Conference in honor of the high calling of marriage and family. And we are going to be joined by Scott Phelps of the National Marriage Campaign. We are also going to be joined by Dr. Brad Wilcox of the University of Virginia to discuss marriage and family, why it is good to attain to these things, and how young people can kind of get our thinking straight. So this is an event that you are not going to want to miss. Go to illinoisfamily.org/events to find out more. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. Christians are still mad that USAID funding has been frozen. I realize that this might be bit of a last week story, but I'm still seeing in my feed that Christians are coming back to this point of all the charities that have ceased their funding. For example, Samaritan Ministries received some money from USAID, so Christians are really mad about that. And I just felt the need that maybe I should take a crack at this subject a little bit. So last week, the Trump administration announced its freeze in funding for the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, and ordered all of its employees to pause their work. According to USAID's website, quote, on Friday, February 7, all USAID direct hire personnel will be placed on administrative leave globally, with the exception of designated personnel responsible for mission-critical functions, core leadership, and specially designated programs. And unsurprisingly, this action sparked a lot of outrage, and unfortunately, among evangelical Christians as well. However, we cannot miss Chuck Schumer's quote that he gave on the Senate floor. He is the U.S. Senate Democrat minority leader from New York, and this is what he said. He said, quote, before our very eyes, an unelected shadow government is conducting a hostile takeover of the federal government. Shutting down USAID puts American security in danger. Ilhan Omar also mentioned the breakdown of democracy and how horrible this action was on the part of the Trump administration. But most notably, I want to focus on the evangelical Christian reaction to this. And it was really disheartening for me to see, because I saw many Christians not thinking clearly and not looking at the big picture when it comes to why funding was frozen. So this is what Christianity Today published in a recent article, and they decried, of course, the administration's action against USAID. And they noted, quote, halted projects were addressing famine, lack of electricity in rural health facilities, and malaria outbreaks. And now I don't want to discredit, before I get into my reasoning for supporting the freeze in funding from the government towards USAID, before I get into that, I want to note that yes, there were organizations part of the funding of USAID that were actually doing good work in different parts of the country. So I don't want to discredit that or not give props where props are due. However, like I kind of alluded to at the beginning, that's not the whole picture. That's not why federal funding was ceased. So all that to say, that's why I'm kind of going into this a little bit more today to explain why funding was ceased and the big picture idea behind that. So the article that Christianity Today posted went on to note all the work USAID's budget has funded, citing groups and organizations that are bemoaning the loss of federal funds on behalf of their humanitarian projects. Now, right at the outset, I want to note that compassion and generosity and giving and self-sacrifice, those are high virtues. Those are Christian virtues, something that God calls his people to. And throughout church history, it has always been Christians who have been on the side of the marginalized, been on the side of the vulnerable, because we have this crazy notion that comes from Genesis 1:27 that all mankind, male and female, are made in the image of God. And because of that, we have inherent dignity, worth, and value that is assigned to us, not on basis of merit or what we bring to society, but simply because we are human beings. And so Christians have always been on the side of the marginalized, been on the side of the vulnerable, been the ones to start orphanages, start schools, feed the hungry, care for the poor, dig wells. We have always been those kind of people. And that is beautiful and marvelous and wonderful to attain to those kind of moral virtues. However, compassion without truth becomes very dangerous. And podcast host Ali Bastucky has alluded to this many times. She even wrote a book about it called Toxic Empathy, how Christians' compassion is exploited to propagate progressive ideas and progressive values. In the case of USAID, truth will actually guide the Christian to see that Trump's action to pause the funding of USAID and reevaluate how that branch functions is actually a good thing. It's actually a moral thing that happened, and Christians should actually be on his side in this. But first of all, let's not forget that USAID is not donor funded. It is not a charity. USAID is a government entity that is funded off of taxpayer dollars that come from hardworking American families. That is a very critical, important distinction for everyone to note, especially Christians. These are not some generous billionaires that are giving of their time, giving of their money to fund these humanitarian projects. These are normal, everyday workers like you and me that are funding these projects off of our American tax dollars. And for years and years and years, as Marco Rubio will state in a quote I'm about to read from him when he did a press conference on this, USAID has not been transparent, has not been compliant with how it's supposed to function. And that's a very big problem when you are using taxpayer dollars to fund projects and then thereby not being submitted to the process and not being transparent. That's a very big red flag. So as I said, Marco Rubio was actually in El Salvador, and he did a press conference while he was there, and he made some very surprising points that everyone should pay attention to in regards to USAID. As you know, he is the new Secretary of State and head of the State Department, and he said this, quote, "I said very clearly during my confirmation hearing that every dollar we spend and every program we fund will be aligned with the national interests of the United States. USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that they are somehow a global charity separate from the national interest. These are taxpayer dollars. These are not donor dollars. And we owe the American people the assurances that every dollar we are spending abroad is being spent on something that furthers our national interests." Very true. I could not agree more. We deserve transparency. We deserve to know where our dollars are going, why they're going there. This is not a charity. This is not donor funded. These are our taxpayer dollars that are funding these groups. And you are going to be shocked when you hear what kind of groups USAID was funding. For example, $2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala, $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. Obviously, that's necessary. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru, funding to print personalized contraceptive birth control devices in developing countries. Obviously, that's necessary as well. $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities. Obviously, that is also very much needed. We definitely need to pay taxes to fund that. $70,000 for the production of a DEI musical in Ireland. Again, very needed. Hundreds of thousands of meals that went to Al-Qaeda affiliated fighters in Syria. $2.5 million for electric vehicles for Vietnam. Again, super needed. It's not as if we have a car industry in the United States that is still really bonkers. And it's not as if we could use that money back in our paychecks. No, not at all. We definitely need to fund electric vehicles for Vietnam. We definitely need to fund DEI musicals and contraceptive practices in developing countries and a transgender opera in Colombia, transgender comic book in Peru. Obviously, that takes precedence for our national interests more than the average American being able to afford to buy a home, being able to afford to buy a vehicle, being able to afford groceries or good education for their children. No, these things take precedence. And in fact, something really interesting that I came across as I was preparing for this was that the president of El Salvador actually mentioned the reality of USAID funding. And this is what he said. And his name is Nayib Bukele. And I'm sure I butchered that name, but this is what the president of El Salvador said when it comes to countries actually receiving USAID dollars. This is what he says, quote, "Most governments don't want USAID funds flowing into their countries because they understand where much of that money actually ends up. While marketed as support for development, democracy, and human rights, the majority of these funds are funneled into opposition groups, NGOs with political agendas, and destabilizing movements. The money is not even going directly to the causes that it's trying to go to. It goes to line someone else's pockets, an agenda, opposition groups, destabilizing movements. So the majority of countries actually don't want the USAID dollars because it's funding things that are in direct opposition to their country. That's very telling. So again, this revelation that has been uncovered over the past week of USAID, their books being opened in a sense and being very transparent about what has been going on for the past years is stunning and should make Christians everywhere extremely happy that federal funding was paused so that these things can be evaluated. Junk like this, like the $2 million for sex changes, $47,000 for a transgender opera, those things can be thrown out. And then other things that are actually good humanitarian efforts can be reconsidered for, yes, they should continue to receive funding. I genuinely do not understand why Christians were so up in arms about this. This is why a government exists, to protect its citizens, to ensure their interests are met first. And you cannot tell me that my taxpayer dollars going towards advancing diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia, you cannot tell me that that furthers the interests of me or the interests of my family or my community or my country. You cannot make an argument that me funding that is a good thing. On a moral level, absolutely not. But even on an economical or national interest level, it makes absolutely no sense. So no, Christian, if you are one of the people that is still up in arms, still angry on X, still angry on TikTok for USAID funding being paused and reevaluated when it comes to what we fund and why we fund it, you really need to reevaluate yourself and reevaluate how you view taxpayer dollars and how you evaluate the biblical role of government. And that is all that I want to say about that topic. The next one really gets me really angry, and I think you're going to know why. So as you know, Trump signed an executive order. It's called Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation. And he signed this on January 28th of this year. And basically, this executive order requires the halting of all transgender surgeries, transgender procedures, gender-affirming care for minors in hospitals and other medical care facilities. And the biggest hospitals that have been involved in gender transition surgeries and procedures for kids is Los Angeles Hospital and Chicago Children's Hospital. And here's the kicker, though, which makes me really angry. But this is the official statement that Chicago Children's Hospital gave in reference to this executive order. They said, quote, "We are reviewing the recent executive orders addressing gender care and assessing any potential impact to the clinical services we offer to our patient families. Our team will continue to advocate for access to medically necessary care grounded in science and compassion for the patient families we are so privileged to serve." So basically, they are 100% acquiescing to this executive order, which is great. I'm not bemoaning that fact. What I am angry about is that they say that they are going to continue to advocate for science and that they will 100% acquiesce to this executive order so that they can continue to advocate for science. And what this implies to me is that these doctors, and I already knew this, But it's kind of interesting to see it when you read an official statement like this. These doctors and these nurses and whoever, these surgeons, 100% knew that the procedures that they were doing on children were never medically necessary, were never backed by science, and were never in the best interest of the patient. Never. If they are so willing to acquiesce to this executive order based off of science and advocacy for science and patient care, you can't tell me that they were 100% in agreement with the LGBTQ movement. You cannot tell me that these surgeons, these doctors, these nurses were never in agreement with the gender-affirming care simply because it was backed by science, or simply because it was in the best interest of the patient, or simply because it was grounded in true medical care. No, the reason is because it was funding and lining their pockets with money. That is what this has always been about. Gender-affirming care is one of the biggest money-making ventures in America today. Planned Parenthood, a lot of their funding does not actually come from abortions. It actually comes from gender-affirming care through prescription pills like estrogen and testosterone. That is where a lot of their money comes from. Not all of it. And of course, abortion is still huge. They are the biggest abortion mill in the United States. But these people, these organizations, these hospitals, it has never been about the children. It has never been about keeping them safe. It has never been about science. It's never been about making sure that they are going to have the best life possible. It has always been, how can I make money off of this person's medical distress, their mental anguish? These children were victimized. They were abused by the medical industry. And I just pray that there is some type of justice and retribution for children who underwent these surgeries and their lives are ruined because of it. So I will be praying that God will bring justice to these hospitals because they deserve it. Justice to these surgeons and these doctors who participated in such a demonic evil, the mutilation of children's bodies. I mean, I cannot imagine the pain that these children are in right now, the confusion they're in, the mental anguish they're in, because these doctors did not use actual science when they were caring for them. That is all for today. I just wanted to give quick updates on what's been in my head as I'm looking at the news and what I'm seeing on the horizon for gender transition care and all that stuff and how that's been changing in the United States the past couple days. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.